This is a production of Cornell University.
Hi, this is Ruth Murley Doyle with the Cornell Wellness Program, and I'm chatting with Michelle Wilbur, dietitian with Cornell Dining. So Michelle, I eat lunch out on campus quite often, and I'm just now noticing how many a la carte cafes there are across campus. Do they all serve the same options?
The a la carte locations that Cornell Dining has actually have a static menu. But with 20 different places to choose from, there's places like Martha's, Trillium, Atrium. You might know some of those. There are many different menu choices. And through Meal Choice, which is a Cornell Dining program for faculty and staff, you can actually sign up online. You get 10% off any of the food that you buy at these retail locations.
I can get 10% off just by having Meal Choice?
Absolutely.
So if I have so many choices to choose from, I'm a little concerned about making the healthiest choices. What should I look for?
That's actually a good point. It can be tough at first when dining out anywhere, really, not just on campus. So you want to look for a few things: whole grain breads, lean meats, and you want to try to achieve, you know what I'm going to say, a healthy balance of fruits and vegetables. That's definitely possible when you eat on campus. For example, Atrium at Sage has low-fat mayo available for all of their sandwiches. They also serve carrots and celery on the side in place of chips. There are many vegan or vegetarian soups available. Trillium offers a mean vegan tomato soup, and they also have a great fall harvest lentil. A little secret I have is that the breaded chicken fingers at Trillium are made from fresh chicken daily, and they aren't even fried. Sometimes people are eating healthier than they think. I will often get a turkey burger at Trillium with a whole wheat bun. Most a la carte locations also have a salad bar, so if you're feeling like you want some greens, you can choose from the salad bar. Or if you're in a hurry, there are many different grab-and-go salads as well.
So salads, that's a good point, because I often eat salads for lunch. But sometimes what I put on my salad I know isn't the healthiest. So how do I make the best salad possible?
You're right. Actually, I think that's the case for a lot of foods. You can take it, and it's originally supposed to be really good for you and low in calories, and you can smother it with foods that are a lot higher in calories. So things like cheese, dressings, nuts, olives. I know what you're thinking, all the good stuff, right? Fried meats, those are all high in calories. What I usually suggest people to do with salads is try to choose as many veggies as you can. There's beets, there's carrots, there's cucumbers, tomatoes, and then choose one or two high-calorie foods to keep the calories down. Remember, this is the case for many meals. I suggest bulking up sandwiches, quesadillas, and other fare with veggies, and choose those high-calorie foods carefully. Choose the ones you really want. For example, you can add mushrooms, peppers, onions to a quesadilla at Martha's. And you can even ask them to go lighter on the cheese. Or skip the chips at Atrium and go for the carrots and celery.
That's a really good point, to skip the chips and go for the celery and carrots. Now, Michelle, I want to shift gears just a little bit because my family and I are trying to make a point to eat locally produced foods. Can I do that on campus too?
Actually, we've made a pretty big commitment to choose locally grown foods and locally produced foods. So you can do it pretty easily. We serve a locally grown water buffalo burger at Ivy Room. All beef burgers sold at the grills at Ivy Room, Trillium, and Bare Necessities are made from locally grown beef. The flatbreads at Martha's are made with locally grown apples and cheese. And the yogurt parfait is made from local yogurt as well as the Cornell Dairy pudding. All apples sold on campus are New York apples. The tomatoes, cucumbers, and some of the other vegetables are grown locally in Freeville. And all of our tofu is made locally at Ithaca Soy from locally grown soybeans. Many of our units also serve Ithaca Coffee Company coffee. That's a tall list. Another point that I want to bring up is that the to-go packaging we use is compostable. So be sure to throw your containers away thoughtfully.
So I can eat locally and it doesn't go to the landfill often. That's fantastic. So thank you so much, Michelle. For more information, go to dining.cornell.edu.